is Hebrew chapter 4 and verse 12. I am using a maybe different version to you, but I hope we can connect in our thoughts and our ideas. The Bible said, "For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any double-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, both joining and marrow, and able to judge the reflection in thought of the heart." Let me tell a history about the good intent. It's a funny history. It's not a complaint. It's not a complaint. Last year, when Pastor Tim was here, one Sunday we were having a meeting with the church board, my church board, because we have a meeting every third Sunday in each month. And on this Sunday, we called Domino's Pizza asking for two pizzas, two regular pizzas. We planned to have lunch. They say that in 40 minutes they will be there. While we were talking, the time passed on. We wait and wait, but the pizza never came. We called to ask what happened, and they told us the pizza guy is on the road. In a couple minutes, he will be there. But nothing. We wait and nothing. We call again. And they say, the guy already delivered it, and somebody got the pizza. What? Yes, somebody walked to the front door and got the pizza. And the payment? Where he pay? We went to the church office and saw Pastor Tim eating the pizza. Eating the pizza with other guys who were receiving discipleship. Somebody with good intent thought the pizza was for Tim. Pay for the pizza and gave it as a gift for them. But we were enduring hunger. I told my hungry Tim, no pizza for you guys. After, I went to the office and I told to Tim jokingly, "You eat my food, brother." But Tim's wife realized what happened and she gave us a sandwich that they have because they eat our pizza. It's not a complaint. Yes, it's a funny history about a good Christian with good intent, but make us enduring hunger. Let's go to the passage of the Bible. It says, "For the word of God is living and active." Many people don't like the Bible. Special atheists make fun of the Bible. They think the Bible is a book like any other without any importance. Some people think the Bible is a good book, a helping book, but they don't know or recognize the power of this book. Not just the book, but the knowledge inside the book. Number one. Unique qualities of the Bible. The verse said, it's living. It's living. It has life. It makes people start again. If you are sad, the Bible can make you happy. If you are without hope, it can give hope. If you have problem and read the Bible can give advice and solutions. Also, it said, it's powerful. For the word of God is living and active. Active means powerful. It has the power of God to change. That is why God asked to Joshua to not depart from the law of Moses. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the scroll of the law will not depart from your mouth. You will meditate on it day and night, so that you may observe diligently all that is written in it. For them you will succeed in your ways and prosper. And number three, sharper like a sword is sharp like a sword. It can go inside of you to discover everything in you, good and bad. It's like a sword. Somebody here have a sword at home? Maybe? Yeah? A sword is a weapon. It's a weapon of war. It is used to fight or defend. The Bible is the weapon to defend against temptations, keep you away from danger of dangerous place. When Jesus faced temptation from the devil, he used the word of God to defend himself against the devil. The devil used the Bible in a wrong way, but Jesus knows better. He knows because he knows the Bible. It's the same with us. If we know the word of God very well, we can defend ourselves against temptations. A man who is walking home or who was working home, found a book lying in the road. He picked it up and started to read. After 2 weeks, he told his wife, "Sweetheart, if this book is true, all that we know is a lie." He continued reading, and after 2 more weeks, he said to his wife, "Sweetheart, if this book is true, we are lost." He continued reading the book. After a couple more weeks, he said, "My love, this book is true. And it said that we can be saved. All the family become Christian for the power of the Word of God." The work of the Word of God. The Bible said is sharper than any double-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit. Goes deep into the soul, goes deep into the spirit. It can calm, it can give joy, it can give counsel, it can give change, a life forever. When I started my ministry, I was so worried about how to help people. But when I analyzed the passage, I just started to preach the Bible. I just preach book by book, and people start to change. I changed too. God changed my life with the power of His Word. I see how God speaks through the Bible. This is why Jesus said in John 5:39, "You study the scripture diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me." The Bible is powerful because it talks about God. It talks about Jesus. And Jesus is salvation. And Jesus is forgiveness. Jesus is the Son of God who died in the cross, taking my place, paying my guilt, giving me eternal life. All this He did for me. This is why the Bible is powerful. When people read the Bible, they can know the God's plan for them, God's gift, and they can receive all this by knowing God. the Bible. The judgment from the Word of God. In the last part of the verse, said, both joint and narrow, and able to judge the reflection and thought of the heart. When we know the Bible, it judges the reflections, and it judges the thought of the heart. Discover everything inside of the people. Some people are afraid to read the Bible because it will show their sin. If a man or woman doesn't want to live his or her sin, he or she does not read the Bible, because the Bible is a living book that speaks directly to the heart. If you have a problem, it gives hope. But if you are making plans to escape from home, escape from the school, and the Bible will speak directly to your doubt, convincing you to not to go through with your bad plans. This is why people don't like to read the Bible, because if we are doing something wrong, the Bible will show how wrong we are. But it's better for this to happen now, not after. The follow text say, the verse 13 in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 13, it said, nothing in all creation is hiding from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and light bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. We will give account about all our action before God. It is better if we can make change now. Finally, the whole chapters, the chapter 4, talk about how to have a rest. The context of this passage is talking about the God desires. He wants you to be resting, not dying, not worried, not anxious. He wants you to be in peace. And this is great. Be resting even when you have problems. This is great. This is life. Especially when you read this Psalm 23. How it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make me lie down in great pastures. He laid me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He led me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. This is peace. If you read the Bible, you can have peace. If you have a Bible, please read it. If not, buy one. God bless you.